This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. When your reporter was a child writing the Southwest Chief or the Super Chief from Las Vegas or Lamia, California, was about as exciting as it got. Not only was train travel fun, especially for a child, but it was an easy, relatively inexpensive way to travel. Well, it's still relatively inexpensive and fun, and the Southwest Chief still runs. Then it was part of the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe system, and today is part of Amtrak. It still runs from Chicago to Los Angeles and still runs through northern New Mexico, including Lamia and Las Vegas and Raton, but maybe not for long. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Amtrak, which told New Mexico and a number of states along their southwestern passenger routes that they need to pony up a lot of money to help rebuild the track, now says that because of costs, they may stop the Southwest Chief service, but only part way. Coming from Chicago, it would stop in Dodge City, Kansas. Passengers would then board buses and then get back on the train in Albuquerque. More than 400 miles by bus when you buy a train ticket from Chicago to L.A. How much do you think that will affect their ridership? More after this. The train company's management met with the New Mexico congressional delegation and said they're considering the option beginning the first of the year. Amtrak reported that 363,272 passengers rode the Southwest Chief in 2017. Those who ride the length of the route spent 43 hours on the train. They would end up cutting some of the more interesting stops along the route, including those in New Mexico. The issue is more than 200 miles of track in Colorado and New Mexico. Burlington Northern Santa Fe is the sole user of the track from near Trinidad to where the Rail Runner is south of Santa Fe. Company is not willing to spend the $30 to $50 million and wants Colfax County and BNSF to pony up the money to maintain the track, and is threatening to withhold their share of matching grants if they say no. Senator Martin Heinrich said, quote, "The lack of transparency by Amtrak management about its changing position on the Southwest Chief is deeply troubling, particularly for a government-sponsored enterprise entrusted with an important public transportation mission," end quote. Amtrak wants Colfax County to ante up $3 million a year, which they say they can't do. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
Economics or not, and it would be an economic hit to Colfax County, which relies on tourism and the 9,000 Boy Scouts who use the train to get to Philmont, it would be an enormous loss of a piece of vital history. And we suspect that not many folks would ride the train to take a bus. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.